So we dropped a second report on ResearchGate. Carlos Allegra, Yuri Nunes are the authors, and David Weissman, I think, got an acknowledgement. He was busy and didn't co-author this paper. But we studied all age groups with a specific analysis of 75 to 64. And we found something interesting. Chart number three, Caleb, is showing that it's a little more clean in this chart. There was no signal in 2020 and a clear deviation from trend in 2021 and 2022. The numbers are the following. So underlying cause is, I'm reading numbers here, was basically minus 0.1% in 2020 for this age group. Z-score basically zero. 4.8% increase in 21, a 10 Z-score, and 11.5% increase in 2022, a 24 Z-score. So clear signal and more demarcation in this age group in 2021. Obviously for this age group, you have to investigate what happened after 2020 specifically and began in 2021. The absolute numbers, we looked at, I don't have charts for this, but we looked at two underlying cause and multiple cause. In multiple cause, there was a signal in 2020, which made sense because COVID took out a lot of cancer patients that were already, with comorbidities. So that signal, we saw a 3.4% increase in multiple cause in this age group, which is a 12 standard deviation. So it was a signal. And what should have happened, because we pulled forward, there should have been in this age group, because they're all the pull forward effect of these cancer patients, and we should have seen multiple cause cancer the next year go down. Negative excess multiple cause cancer. We saw it actually accelerate to 9.2% in 2021, a 34, I don't even want to get into the Z-score, it's off the charts, and then a 16.4% increase in 2022. So there should have been, in multiple cause, there should have been a pull forward effect, meaning the bucket next year should have been filled up less and would have been harder to fill the bucket. But not only did we fill the bucket, we filled it more. So this is a problem. So you know what I'm talking about, Dr. Kelly, that this is, there should have been a pull forward effect and there wasn't. So underlying cause was a clear signal. Multiple cause, we should have seen negative excess deaths, but we didn't. We saw add-ons and add-ons. And the absolute numbers are kind of stunning. For underlying cause in 2022, the excess cancer deaths were about 18,000. For multiple cause excess cancer deaths, with another contributing factor, were 29,000. So about 40,000 excess underlying and multiple cause deaths in 2022. That's a lot of people in this age group.